for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. It's Friday!
Woohoo! Happy sweaty onion pits.
I'm gonna party like it's Friday.
We're gonna go to the Alamo today with the cows fought for Texas.
We talk about the dangers of getting your balls smashed.
Uh-huh, and we talk some Fargo.
A barrage of celebrity endorsements from the past come back to haunt us today.
And I inform people of the lyrics to Informer.
Informer?
Liggity boom boom down. Silver!
Away! Welcome, it's Friday here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Welcome to our Friday. We're welcoming you to it. Welcome. I'm Terry.
I'm Gatch.
There's a brand new music in the background from Mastodon. They released one song only. Their album's coming out in June, but they're teasing us with this one. It's called High Road.
You take the high road.
I'll take the low road. They're coming to Portland here in just a couple weeks. You should go see them. Maybe it's next Tuesday.
You get there quicker if you're going downhill.
That's right. Shit rolls downhill too. And that's what we're here to tell you about, shit rolling downhill on a Friday. You guys, thanks for being here with us. We're guest list all week this week, so hope you guys enjoy your alone time with us. And plus, we got to eat more pizza.
And I know. More pizza now.
Yeah, today we went with a different than the norm.
Porcupine.
But still normal for us because we always like the porcupine.
Sans, I like the barbecue sauce they got there on their pies.
Yeah, sans the red onions, though. We take those off because we don't care too much for them. They taste weird to me. And they make my house smell weird when people eat them in there. Like if you get a bar burger with a bunch of onions and you bring it home, your whole house smells like armpits.
Mm-hmm. Sweaty onions. Sweaty onion pits.
That's right. So we made it through another week, and 420 has came and gone. Tonight is Friday Night Lights.
Start planning for next year. Friday Night Lights. Is that show on this days?
No, we're going to be acting it out live at Denny's tonight at the comedy show. Just kidding, I've never seen that show, but I've heard it's really popular.
It is popular.
Is it about high school football?
It's about high school drama with a football story.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. I've never really watched it.
Yeah, I watched part of one episode.
I don't have anything against it.
Yeah, except for I hate sports. But no, we're not going to be doing that. But we'll be down there telling jokes with Alex Elkin from 1450 All Comedy AM, the only best AM comedy station in Oregon.
Will Paul Walker be there?
Nope.
He's everywhere else.
He's dead, dude.
Everybody sees Paul Walker.
He's not going to be there.
All right.
Jason Eifler will be there, and I'll be there, and hopefully all you listeners will be there. At least 50 of you. After
and
about
Paul
50,
Walker
it's too
will be there.
No, but I'm going to bring a walker for him if he shows up. I don't think that's funny because I only got one leg.
Paul Walker is now a name available for comedians, aspiring
Why?
Comedians.
Because he's dead?
Yeah. That's well, you know, now it's a funny name. Right?
It's sad to some people. Why is it funny to you? Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, it's kind of a funny name.
Yeah.
Like Paul Newman, that's a funny name.
It is? Mm-hmm. It's just Paul must be funny to you. Paul Schaefer.
Maybe. Paul Schaefer's funny name.
Ah! Paul Schaefer. He's...
Pope Paul.
You got any gum? He does look like the Pope.
Pope John Paul.
Pope John Paul Schaefer.
Yep.
How about Pope,
Paul McCartney?
How about Pope John Paul Ringo and George? That's the new, he's taking the place of Pope Bent Dick that we talked about last week. Because you can't poke kids if you got a bent dick.
Nope.
Pope Bent Dick the 16-year-old.
Did you hear about that guy that was given 18 months for pissing on the Alamo?
No, I saw you post something about it and dispelling the rumor and myth that Ozzy actually pissed on the Alamo.
He did not. He pissed across the street on a statue and he showed much regret.
See, now I joked about it because I went to the Alamo
mm-hmm.
in 2007.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the Alamo. It's a cow-themed Alamo.
Oh, I went to the actual Alamo in 2007 down in San Antonio, the real Alamo. I didn't forget it.
No, I never forget the Alamo.
Remember the Alamo, and then I tried to make a joke to someone about Ozzy pissing on it, and they didn't find humor in it. So I think that's a sore, open
probably.
Scab.
But he didn't piss on the Alamo. He pissed on the statue across the street.
But didn't he get in
later
trouble?
Later showed much regret.
Didn't he get in trouble for it, though?
Yeah, he was banned from Texas or wherever for 10 years.
Yeah, so how could he get in trouble when he didn't actually do it?
Well, it was still a monument.
Oh.
The okay. statue was a monument to an important figure.
Well, he's a
in Texas history, and he felt much regret.
He's a monumental rock star.
And then he, when after the 10 years he came back, he donated $10,000 to something.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
I was going to mention this all week, and I forgot about it every day until today, but I don't know if you heard this story or not about that rapper.
I did. Well, what?
The rapper, he's affiliated with Wu-Tang Clan somehow.
He's the Wu-Tang Clan affiliate.
His name is Andre Johnson, but he goes by some other moniker. I can't find it right now, but here's what he did. He tried to kill himself.
Uh-huh.
By cutting off his dick and jumping off a two-story building, but he didn't die.
Why did he have to? Why would cutting off his dick increase his chances of dying?
I don't know. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, or maybe he was just ashamed of it and didn't want to die with a penis. Sources say they were called to an apartment building in North Hollywood around 1 a.m. and found Andre Johnson on the sidewalk, critically injured. He was rushed by ambulance to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, and it's unclear whether doctors are going to be able to reattach his penis.
That's weird.
I know. I don't understand.
You think drugs are involved?
I don't know. It says, it's unclear if doctors are attempting to reattach Johnson's penis as a fascinating sentence. It sounds like one of the escalating threats at the beginning of a Method Man song. I don't know. That's making no sense. But he did have a name. I can't remember what it was.
Wu-Tong? He wasn't in the band, though, right?
No, he was just an affiliate. He was a Wu-Tang, officially Wu-Tang Clan-approved rapper. He tried to commit a suicide, and he cut off his penis and jumped off.
So they just tour around and approve rappers now, Wu-Tang does?
You're Wu-Tang Clan approved. You're Wu-Tang Clan approved.
That reminds me of a story about India now recognizes transgenders as a third gender now.
India now?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where they sell pizza?
They don't sell pizza in
India. So there's going to be a third gender?
Is that what you're telling me? There's a third gender now, transgenders.
That's a third gender now.
Could you imagine if every company and business in the U.S. had to suddenly install a third bathroom into their buildings?
That would cause a lot of money to be spent.
It would, dude. And where would you put it?
I don't know.
Turn an old fitting room into a bathroom?
Nope. I think you just have to reserve one stall in each bathroom. I don't know how that would work.
A 3-year-old in Lincoln, Nebraska wandered across the street from his house to a bowling alley and crawled inside those toy crane machines to play with the stuffed animals.
Yeah.
His family found him there, but they had to wait till payday to get him out.
That's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
They had to wait until payday because they couldn't play the machine.
That's bullshit.
They didn't have any quarters.
You know, and you can never get the thing out of there.
I know.
You think you'll get it every
it's
time.
It's all pulling on his
it'll
head.
It'll pick it up, and then it just drops it right when it swings over.
Yeah.
I got fooled into trying to play one of those not too long ago.
Uh-oh.
But it wasn't for stuffed animals. It was for Starbucks coffee cups with, like, money cards in them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was at the mall. And I had money cards for stores in the mall, not Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't really Starbucks coffee cups. They just looked like them. They were like...
They're just white coffee cups that hid the amount of money that was on the inside.
Yeah. And they were all had the white cap on them, like an empty coffee cup.
And so that's just a machine that's in there, or was it a special event?
No, it was just a machine. There's like three of them. There's some stuffed animal machines, and then there's one with just a bunch of coffee cups in it. And it says, there's what's in the coffee cups. Every cup is a winner of some sort, but...
So dude, some might be like a $5 winner and some could be a $100 winner?
Probably. And those three prongs, it looks impossible after I saw it do it
like
once.
It's going to pop the cup?
Or like it's just not going to pick it up. It's going to slide out every time. I'd have to see it happen too.
I bet you could YouTube it. Maybe somebody's got a tricks trade.
Yeah. Tricks trade it. Tricky tracker.
You know, the Smithsonian has borrowed a T-Rex from the Museum of the Rockies for at least 50 years.
Who'd they borrow it from?
The Museum of the Rockies. And that's just in time for a planned renovation that will have the fossil exhibit closed for till 2019.
What in the fuck is the point?
Hey, let us borrow this because they're going to close our exhibit.
That makes no sense.
But they're still going to have T-Rex Tuesdays, where visitors will be able to watch workers unpack the dinosaur bones and catalog them. Which I think watching people unpack dinosaur bones is the kind of boredom that led to the dinosaur extinction in the first place.
That's worse than watching paint dry. I don't understand. God, why? People. That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Jimi Hendrix said that.
Peoples.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking through peoples.
It's one of my favorite quotes. Peoples.
It's
what
people.
Song was that he said that in?
It was on the Band of Gypsies album. I know that.
Machine Gun?
Could have been Machine Gun. Right.
Sounds like a group of advocates. Peoples.
It's the people of the people's people. Come help support the people of the people's people in supporting their people of the people's people. Peoples. Yeah, it's Chuck Berry looking through peepholes. He's looking through peepholes, and I'm videotaping you peeing in my
Bleeding
people.
Heart?
Yep, that's it. Bleeding Heart. By Band of Gypsies, recorded on New Year's Eve, 1969, with Buddy Miles.
Did you ever hear his album People, Hells and Wheels?
People,
Hells
and Angels.
Hell and Angels.
I don't think I did. And I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You never listened to it?
Not that album. I don't think
it was post humorously.
Oh, so
it was
funny after he died.
It was Jimi Hendrix's only comedy album.
See, because Bill Hicks had a couple post humorous releases.
Mm-hmm.
It was after he was funny.
It was a studio album, though.
Oh,
it's a post humorous studio album. fourth released under the Experience Hendrix deal.
Did it have Buddy Miles on it?
12 previously unreleased tracks of recordings he was working on for the follow-up to Electric Ladyland.
Mm.
It was released last year in 2013. 2013.
It's not the Valleys of Neptune or whatever?
Mm-mm. It had Earth Blues on there. Hear My Train Coming.
Red
Bleeding
House.
Heart. Hey Gypsy Boy.
Hey,
Mojo Man.
Hey Gypsy Boy.
Easy
Don't
Blues.
Make me mad.
And a Target bonus track, Easy Rider, MLK Jam, Captain Coconut.
Ooh, the MLK Jam.
20-minute song.
It's like I Had
Target
a Dream.
Target only. What a bunch of bogus that is.
I Had a Dream Cream.
Personally, they had Jimi Hendrix on there, Billy Cox, Buddy Miles.
There you go.
Mitch Mitchum Mitchell.
Juma Sultan
on the Kungas.
Juma Sultan.
It had Steven Stills on a bass guitar.
That's what I always tell them when they serve me French fries. I'm all, Juma Sultan.
And Lonnie Youngblood on the saxophone.
How do you spell Juma Sultan?
And it had Jerry Sack on the triangle and mime vocal.
Oh, great.
What is a mime vocal?
That's someone who just stands there and...
Why would he be listed on the studio recording?
Because he was a friend and he played the triangle. But what? How do you spell Juma Sultan?
J-U-M-A.
Sultan?
Sultan of Swing.
Oh. I thought you said when you get French fries, Juma Sultan.
You got Juma Sultan on here.
Hey, these French fries, if you're giving me French fries, yep. Juma Sultan first.
It hit number 12, this album did, on the Hungarian album charts.
Well, I'm going to have to... What's it called again?
It's called People, Hell and Angels.
People,
Hell and Angels.
Wow, I'm going to have to check it out.
It's a studio album.
You said
that. It's recorded between March 68 and August 1970 at the Record Plant Studios, Hit Factory, Sound Center, and Electric Lady Studios, New York City.
Damn!
Same studios, Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
That's a lot of fucking places.
It falls under the genres of blues rock. Would you find that accurate for Hendrix?
Yeah, especially towards the end there,
would you find psychedelic rock?
Yes.
Would you find hard rock?
A little hard. Yeah.
Acid rock.
Well, maybe barbiturate rock.
Funk rock.
A little funky, yeah.
Electric blues.
Electric lady blues.
It was produced by Jimi Hendrix.
Well, of course it was. He made it.
But he didn't produce it, though. He didn't put the album together.
No, but you know, back in the day when you got a producer, that was a person who just came in and said, you know what, you need to change this part of this song a little bit and do some doo-wah-loo-wah-loo and record it this way. Put your, you know, producers really were just someone.
Drive the project.
It was just someone who came in and told you what to do, really. Or they
After that, he released an album called Miami Pop Festival.
I thought you were going to say Vice.
In which he played pop songs such as...
Ooby Dooby by CCR.
Yep, and that one song by the Archies.
Sugar Sugar?
Yeah.
And Yummy Yummy Yummy, I Got Cum in My Tummy.
Hey Joe.
Where are you going with that piece of candy?
Foxy Lady, Tax Free, Fire, Hear My Train A-Coming, I Don't Live Today, Red House, Purple Haze, Fire, Afternoon Show, and Foxy Lady Land from Afternoon Show.
Do you think it was a coincidence that they put Red House and Purple Haze next to each other when those are the two people color songs that he has?
I don't know.
Purple and red, come on, dude.
You know, if anyone posthumously should have a song called I Don't Live Today...
Is everybody.
It should be somebody who's dead.
Yeah, everybody who's dead. That's what I meant. Not everybody, but it's like the last album, the new album by Tupac called I Don't Live Today. The new album from Nelson Mandela, I Don't Live Today.
I wonder what kind of music he was into.
Oh, he likes Sublime. Nelson Mandela loves Sublime.
He liked to smoke two joints and mourn.
He smoked two joints.
Valley of Music. Did you hear that one? Valleys of Neptune?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one you were talking about that you heard. Would you find that under blues rock?
Yeah.
Psychedelic rock.
All those.
Nope, this doesn't have electric blues. Not filed under electric blues like the other one. This one is not electric blues.
Well, fucking Red House is on it, dude. So it's fucking electric blues. He's playing electric guitar. What the fuck is wrong with these people around here? God. What? What?
Nothing. I got nothing.
What?
Why does he look like Santana on the cover?
I didn't know he did.
I don't know.
Does he?
No.
I think Santana looked like
him. What's your favorite Santana song?
Umukono Vova. Chuchuawa.
Oy K Bird.
No.
Oyo. Ceviche. Is that what he says afterwards? Ceviche.
Oyo Como Va. Arrivederci. No, I don't know what he says. But I think that loosely translates to I dance like a retard. Look it up. I'm not kidding.
It means what is it, doesn't it, or something like that?
What it is, bro.
What is hip?
Hey, you know what I'm going to next week?
Oikomo Vagina?
Yeah. I'm going to a Jimmy Buffett Appreciation Festival.
What?
Yeah.
You got a parrot or something for you?
I got a pair of pants that I'm going to wear. A pair of khakis.
Means, hey, how's it going?
And I'm
going
to wear a pair of flip-flops, too.
That means that's what "Oi, como va?" means. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
And he says "mi ritmo," which means my rhythm. "Bueno pa gozar," which means good for enjoying.
Yeah.
So mulata.
Yeah. See.
So he says.
Loosely translated means, can you dance like a retard?
No. He says, "Hey, how's it going? My rhythm, good for enjoying."
My rhythm.
Mulata.
Yeah, that means dance like a retard to my song. Just kidding. It doesn't mean that. I was being stupid. All right, we're going to do a couple quick little Florida stories, followed up by a couple Oregon stories, that we can just free fall till the end. Not to worry about this. Let's see what happened here. Have you ever been to Florida?
Nah, my Padre.
My friend Melody Gore Dodd just got back from Florida. She went to Disney World and different places. And
did she eat Cuban food while she was there?
I would imagine she did. She probably ate some of that Cuban sausage, if you know what I mean.
Did she see Don Johnson's Johnson in that one movie? New show. Have you seen that new show?
Huh.
Okay.
What?
From Dusk Till Dawn, the series.
I didn't know that it was a series.
Yeah.
But I did watch Fargo. Did you like it? I liked it.
Fargo.
We'll talk about that. I got to get this Florida shit out of the way. Something happened here. 6 boys attacked a younger student to teach him a lesson, and during the incident, 7th grade student Radavarius Williams told the teacher that he wished he could curse out teachers someday.
Well, he can.
You know what he did, though? They picked him up by the neck and forcibly made him apologize to the teacher.
Well, you got free speech, but you're not free of the consequence.
Nope, she's pissed about it. The mom's pissed. She's filing a civil suit. And she's hoping that this person gets fired.
Civil suit, isn't that where OJ gives you money?
Yeah, money that he doesn't have. Mm-hmm. That was a stupid story. I need to research my shit better, but here's a funny short one. Even if it's stupid, it'll be short. There's a dude who was up on drug charges all night. He was up on drugs.
Up all night.
His name was
on drug charges.
His name was Edward Cocaine. And this surprised the judge. He said, "What was your name again?" He said, "Edward Cocaine."
I'm Edward Cocaine.
I'm riding that train with Edward Cocaine. And the judge said, "You know, I thought I'd seen it all." Apparently, Mr. Cocaine's great-grandparents came over from Greece, and they changed it in the 1920s when coke was still legal.
Driving that train!
So the judge asked him, "How many times, Mr. Cocaine, have the police asked you
Eddie
to step
Cocaine.
Out of your car?" And he said, "Every time I've got pulled over."
Every time I've got pulled over!
He was accused of possessing Xanax, and he was released on his own Xanax.
He was accused of carrying Xanax?
That's what he was in court for, was for having Xanax, yeah.
Oh.
But his name was Cocaine.
I accuse you of having Xanax. What?
No. He got pulled over and he had it. So he hadn't been found guilty, so they have to word it that way. You understand?
I understand.
You do?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I got it confused. See, this Oregon story doesn't even stand up to it. A 16-year-old student in Portland called her teacher a bitch and said she needed to be shot. And then he put it on his Facebook page.
Well, that means nothing to me unless I know what the teacher did. Because maybe she did.
Well, it doesn't even say. Oh, she gave him a mediocre grade.
Oh, yeah.
So she's a bitch and she needs to be shot.
Well, the first part's true.
All right. They're suing, but they're going to dismiss the case for procedural reasons.
That's a tough one.
I'm sorry. I apologize right now to the listeners. That was That was the worst Florida stories I've ever done.
Did you know Apple Maps, which is a thing? Did you know Apple Maps was a thing?
No.
I know you didn't.
I know my way around an apple. I don't have to have a map.
They released an image of water with a wake in it.
Yeah.
And immediately claimed it was the Loch Ness Monster.
Huh. I thought I saw a headline and I skipped right over it because I know the Loch Ness Monster is not real.
I know. That's as real as a delicious poop on toast, because that does not exist.
See, I know my way around an apple. I can eat it right to the core and not even get a seed in my tooth.
Is that a metal song?
It is now.
Eating apples to the core.
That's right. So I don't know if you guys know this, but Adrian Bacon probably does. Trailer Park Boys 3, Don't Legalize It, the new movie, broke out of jail and is in theaters last weekend in Canada only. So Adrian, go see it and give us a spoiler review.
Yeah, dude. We'll watch it.
And did you know that there's a new app for...
I didn't.
Non-spoilers for your social network. It'll block anything that talks about current TV shows.
Ah, hell.
Spoiler blocker.
I know, but then you're going to have posts on Facebook. Why are people blocking stuff from my feed? People can't see my feed. I can't make money.
Yeah, but they don't want to see your spoiler fucking feed.
I know. I was pissed on a spoiler once.
You got pissed on a spoiler?
Fuck, man. You know, you're watching the show. You don't need no spoilers. But speaking of this spoiler, Dusk Till Dawn, the series is an American horror television series developed by Robert Rodriguez.
He was also on a show I watched recently. Pete Holmes' show.
It's expanding on the chronicles of the Gecko brothers, Seth and Richie, the Fuller family, and the Santanenko pandemonium.
Right.
It premiered in March on Rodriguez's newly launched channel, El Rey. The series adds to the tone of the film with new characters and backstories while expanding the creature's Mesoamerican mythology.
Mexican-American?
Yep. It's already been renewed for a second season.
Sweet.
And it has Don Johnson in it. It is Earl McGraw, and it has Robert Patrick and Wilmer Valderrama and Brandon Suhu.
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 I say sue everybody.
Yep, and there have been 6 episodes or something so far.
Well, I would have to say that I would like to check it out, but I don't think I get El Rey.
El Rey Channel.
But I do get FX, and I did watch Fargo, and I enjoyed it.
Fargo, how far did you go to watch it?
A lot of people say, I fucking hate Billy Bob Thornton, and I'm not going to watch it.
I'm a Billy Bob hater.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Didn't like it?
No, I was just mimicking people who hate Billy Bob.
I'm asking you if you liked it.
Oh, I liked it. It was all right. I mean, you know, it's got potential. It's, you know, it's mocking. It was much like that Dusk Till Dawn first episode. I watched half of that. It mimics a lot of what kind of happened in the movie, almost.
But differently, yeah. Like, you know,
in a little different manner.
Like the Nygaard guy.
I'm Nygaard. What up?
He still acted all like William H. Macy style.
Yep. Yeah, and I've seen that guy before somewhere. He was in another movie, I bet.
I'm sure he was in at least one other movie.
No, but then you got, it seemed all right. I mean, I'll watch it.
It's just another show to watch.
Just another show to watch.
Hey, you know what happened 20 years ago today?
Yes, I do.
Sergeant Pepper taught them. No, I'm just kidding. It was 20 years ago today on April 25th. They got 14 inches of snow in Southern California.
14 inches? What'd they do there?
What'd they do? They probably shoveled it from their walks and drove through it. I don't know. I'm just saying they got 14 inches of snow. Now, there was an album, don't be confused, with the rapper Snow called 12 Inches of Snow because it was an album. It was a 12-inch album. It's called 12 Inches of Snow.
It's all my...
What's that? Is that his song?
That's that one guy, Snow.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 12 inches of snow.
Yeah, that was his song. Informer. Little bit of that, little do that. Remember that song?
I don't, but I do now.
Right? You do now?
I've heard it. I have a 12 inches of snow CD.
Informer. That's what he gave me. That was me in that fucking Pioneer 6 disc.
That's why you know that song, because you gave me a 12 inches of snow CD.
That came with it, though.
Informer. Doobie da ba da ba doo ba boo.
Tell me what the lyrics are after that.
I have no idea, dude. I was just copying you. Some just fast rapping. Have you ever got kicked in the nuts really hard or grabbed by the testicles? What? Both of those?
I've been at least kicked in the nuts, yeah.
I've seen a girl, like, be a bitch to a dude and, like, just grab his balls and fucking start squeezing him until he's like, no, no, no. You know, like, you've probably seen it in movies, too, where, like, they got the upper hand because they've got their fucking hand on your nuts. Dude, that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. I got in trouble in the fifth grade for kicking my friend in the nuts because, well, that's what friends
You just are. Wanted to know what it would do?
No, we were just fucking around. I don't think I actually meant to kick him right in the nuts. We were play fighting, and I kicked him in the nuts, and then I laughed at him, and then the teacher said, hey, don't ever kick people in the private area because
I saw that on King of the Hill recently.
You could cause them not to be able to reproducicate.
When Bobby went to go, he was being bullied, so Bobby went to a self-defense class at the Y.
Did they tell him to kick him in the nuts?
And it was a women's self-defense class, and so whenever somebody would bully him, he'd go, get away from me. That's my purse. And kick him in the nuts. And his dad was all proud of him for beating the bullies up. He didn't know how he was doing it. And so the principal came in there and told him how he was doing it. And he's like, no, Bobby, that you ain't going to do that. You ain't going to fight like a girl.
I'm going
to
kick you.
Yeah, and so he's like, I'm going to teach you how to punch. And so he's out there punching with him. And Bobby couldn't punch back and couldn't win. So he said, get away from me, that's my purse, and kicked his dad right in the nads. And you already know Hank Hill, he's got that narrow urethra.
Oh, I know. It's from all the years of selling propane, propane accessories.
So here it is for you. Informer. You know, say daddy snow me.
You know, say daddy snow me.
You know, say daddy snow me. I'm going to blame a licky boom boom down. Detective man say daddy snow stabs someone down the lane, a licky boom boom down.
No, I totally remember now.
Informer, you know, say wait. Daddy snow me, I'm gonna blame a licky boom boom down.
Licky boom boom down, informer.
Police of them, they come and they blow down me door. One him come crawl through my window, so they put me in back of the car at the station.
You sound like a robot.
From that point on, I reached my destination. Now the destination reached was the East Detention, where they whipped down my pants and looked up my bottom.
You sound like a robot Jamaican.
The bigger they are, they think they have more power. They're on the phone, me say that on our ma for mom to use it once to call my lover, ooh, god damn it, to fall ma.
Okay. Okay.
Listen for me now.
We get the picture.
When I rock the microphone, I rock it steady.
You stop.
Like Dom DeLuise.
Stop.
I made that last part up about
you
Dom
did?
DeLuise, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bright.
He was your favorite character on Dom DeLuise's cooking show, wasn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about. Dom DeLuise's cooking show? I've never heard of that before. Why is my...
Uh-oh.
I know.
Is there a guest in the hizzy?
There's a guest in the studio.
All right.
He might have to go. God damn it.
Can I pull out a list really quick?
You can, but you didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Don't be sorry.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to ask Flames... He's not even on a mic yet, but how bad...
Get on the mic!
How bad he's been kicked in the nuts or squeezed in the testicles.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's what we were on, and I went off on Hank Hill, because, you know, Hank Hill, they had that on there recently.
We go to tangent.
Where he got kicked in the nuts.
We go to tangent a lot on this show, and that's what it's for. But have you ever been, like, grabbed by a girl or even a guy and just had your nuts squeezed, like don't do something or I'm going to squeeze them?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See? I told you ladies do that.
Oh, no. I've had something worse than that done to me by a woman.
A guy?
A woman.
She bit him?
No.
Okay.
I woke up. I was kind of drunk and I woke up and there was about an inch of a Q-tip sticking out the end of my wiener.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I wanted to...
Was she trying
to...
Dude, you're going
to
scar me for life.
Was she trying to get some kind of a sample, or...
I think she was trying to get a rise out of me or something.
Did you tell her that worked. That's not how you make penises rise?
No, but that's how you piss me off.
I don't see how you could piss on anything if you had a Q-tip up your dick.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant.
Well, man, that's not what I was expecting. The result wasn't very funny.
No.
No, but this guy, a 17-year-old in Dublin, suffered cardiac arrest when his friend fucking grabbed his nuts as a prank. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to grab my friend's balls and squeeze really hard.
Ouch.
Guy went into cardiac arrest and now he's in a coma.
I can believe it.
Yowza!
He's in stable condition, but he is in a coma, medically induced to aid recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping that there's no permanent damage. Trauma to the testicles can cause extreme pain and a huge release of adrenaline.
Yeah.
That's what can cause the heart attack, and it can certainly result from severe testicle pain from squeezing. So girls and guys, don't fuck around with our junk down there. That'd be like us. I don't even know what that. That wouldn't. There's
doing nothing, the Al Swearingen cunt grab.
There's not the Al Swearingen cunt grab. That is true. I didn't think of that until you said it. I'd forgotten all about the Al Swearingen cunt grab. You know about that, Gatch?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should refresh the listeners' memories about the Al Swearingen cunt grab. Does either one of you guys want to go into that? This is my way of saying, I've never heard of that, but I want to act like I'm cool enough to know, and I want to know what it is.
It's where Al
Swearingen from Deadwood.
Yeah, he's
okay,
talking to...
I only watched a few episodes.
Well, he was talking to one of his women that work for him.
Yeah, his bitches.
Yes, and...
we call them hoes.
She got a little out of line, and he just went... And grabbed it.
Okay.
Grabbed her thing and squeezed, and you could tell that she wasn't in any comfort at all.
I wonder if they...
You know what you need right there is a steak and a knife.
Steak and a knife. Steak and a knife.
Did you ever think they said that in Staying Alive, Flames? Steak and a knife.
Do what now?
Did you ever think the lyrics went like that? How does it go?
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're a steak and a knife. Steak and a knife. Ha, 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 ha. Steak and a knife.
Hey, did you ever think that?
It's Staying Alive.
No steak and a knife, dude.
No.
We were talking about mondegreens earlier in the week.
Mondegreens.
That's a term for when you think something says something in a song when it really doesn't say that.
My favorite one was the Queen one.
Yeah. Kicking your cat all over the place. Singing PETA will fucking sue you. Or Fly By Night with my shit bits
sing
it. And I just can't pretend. I shit piss and come. I shit piss and come, but I just wear the pants. Fly my wife away from here. Change my lights again. You know that song by Rush?
Fly By Night.
No, my shit bits are coming and I just can't pretend.
Mm-hmm. My shit bits are coming and I just can't pretend.
Your chickens are coming and you just can't defend.
There's chips in the cupboard and I just can't.
Oh my God. I just don't think they'll bend.
You don't think they'll bend?
Yeah, the chips.
You guys know who Eddie Van Halen is?
No, never heard of him. Who is it?
Eddie Van Halen, what song do you think he would want to be remembered for?
Eruption.
Why is everything got to be sexual with you, Flames?
Yeah.
It's better that way.
I think he would want to be remembered for Romeo Delight.
Nope. He says, I'll probably be playing Eruption at every show for the rest of my life. But he wants to be remembered for Jump.
Jump. Go ahead and jump. Why? Because he plays the keyboards in that one too, huh?
He wanted to do something challenging.
That's not a challenging song.
He hated Diver Down with half the cover tunes.
What?
It was all
that
half,
was a good.
It was half cover tunes. Got to admit, it was half cover tunes. They did Happy
People
Trails.
Were telling you can't use keyboards. You're a guitar player, so that's why I wrote
players.
Jump.
And they told them to go cut your dick off and jump off a two-story
building. Yep, and he said, pop means popular, meaning most people like it. 99% of the reason I make music is so people like it.
You missed out, Flames. Earlier in the show today, we talked about a guy who cut his dick off and then jumped off a building trying to kill himself, and he lived.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, don't it?
He was a rapper.
Yeah, rapper,
he was approved by the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yep.
He cut his dick off and then jumped.
Yeah.
if you're going to jump off a building to kill yourself, you should go higher than two fucking stories.
Yeah, and you shouldn't cut your dick off first, probably.
In case you live.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing you'd want to have was a dick.
And he lived, didn't he?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, and now he's alive with no dick.
Well, maybe luckily, he just broke up with his pocket pussy.
And the sad thing about that is how do you become a dick without a dick?
Black dicks are supposedly way bigger than most, so maybe his half a dick is still big enough to be a regular dick, and they could just make a head on it or something. We've been talking a lot of dicks and ball sacks today.
Mothball sacks.
He's like, gypsy bag. Like the KFC bowls. I lick my bowls clean at KFC. They're making KFC corsages for prom. Chicken corsage blue. It should be a chicken corsage blue.
Flames, are you microphone deficited?
I think
it's just because he keeps leaning it back because he wished he had a
Flames, have you ever gone into the forest and came out with a bag of gypsy moth balls?
Can't say I have.
If Kurt Hammett wanted to be remembered for a song, what song would it be?
I would have to say For Whom the Bells Toll.
Nope.
Master of Puppets.
It's off of Kill 'Em All.
Really?
No. Nope.
Oh, Kill 'Em All. I'd have to say, if it's on the Kill 'Em All album, I'd have to say...
He chose it because of the breakneck tempo.
Blitzkrieg.
They were so fond of in the days. Plus, the lyrics set
Whiplash!
The tone for our lives over the next 10 years.
Whiplash.
And unlike the songs we wrote later, Motor Breath is under 4 minutes long.
Motor Breath. That has a Mondegreen in it, too.
That's...
What song?
That song was written by Dave Mustaine.
Not totally.
But
he's talking about his performance, the song he'd want to be remembered for his performance. Dave Mustaine. It's Mus, actually.
Mustaine.
Dave Mustaine. That's the cow version.
Mustang.
Mustang.
Yep.
Dave Mustaine.
If Dave Mustaine was
We were talking
cow.
About Mustang Sally, a Dave
Mustaine.
Mustang
salad.
Right, Sally, right.
Yeah, Dave Mustaine salad. You've never had one of those?
Yeah.
A Dave Mustaine salad?
Not Mustaine. Now Mustang. You're saying mew. First you said
mew.
Moo.
Ma. Moo.
No, first you said moo, then you said
mew. Moo.
You're one of those guys that just pronounce the name different every time?
Yeah.
All right.
Just because if I'm wrong one time, I'm going to get it right once.
That's right. That's a good way to look at it.
Right.
Mustaine Sally.
Robbie Krieger, what song do you think he would like to open people's doors to?
I don't know who
open
he
their
is.
Doors to? I think he would want to, his one that he would want to be remembered for most would be Light My Fire because he wrote it.
God damn it. Why do they got to play that song so much?
I haven't heard it in years. What do you listen to? Where do you hear it?
Every day on the radio, if you listen to the radio, which I don't
listen to. Oh, you have
to
listen
anyway.
To the 70s rock.
So why do
you... No, they play that stuff on R&B, too. Mm. And they even play it on the Comedy Channel because it's such a funny song.
Mm.
Why is it funny?
Funny looking.
Why do you hate it?
Because, dude, it's got that solo that goes on for 8 minutes. Doesn't it?
No, almost. The song
goes.
It would sound so much better with a bass player. And maybe a John Mizrak.
What happens is so you're listening to Light My Fire, right? And the song starts, and he plays, and it's like one verse and one chorus, right? And then it goes into a solo.
The single is 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and the regular version is like 7. So it's about a 5 minute
so
solo.
So you're listening to, but radio DJs like to be cool and play the long version.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
And so you got like 8 lines of words that he says, which is like 5 words a line. And then it goes into a solo, and you're listening to it, and the next thing you think is, oh yeah, this song's still on.
Yeah.
Because you like zoned out.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
What song does Ace Frehley?
Frehley's Comet.
Shock Me or Cold Gin?
Shock Me is correct.
Shocked Me, yeah.
He picked this song not only because it's a well-known Kiss album, but because it has a deep personal significance for him. Because
he got shocked on stage. He got electrocuted.
He's knocked out for about 10 seconds.
And it's way better than, my heater's broke and I'm so tired.
What does that have to do
with
anything?
What the heck is that?
That's Cold Gin time again. And Ace Frehley wrote that as well.
Oh, wow.
Who sang it?
Gene Simmons.
Uh-oh.
They didn't let Ace sing till like the third or fourth album, kind of like George Harrison with the Beatles. They tried to kind of be the Beatles.
He was too tired to sing because his heater was broke.
I know. How come you get so tired when your heater's broke? Because you can't sleep because it's so cold. And you need some fuel to fill the fire. So he walked down to the liquor store.
But Gene didn't even drink.
No, Ace wrote it. That's what I'm telling you.
I know why Gene shouldn't be singing that if he doesn't drink.
Well, he wasn't about to let Ace sing on the second album. I mean, Jesus Christ.
You know how Gene is. All
right, here's one. What song do you think Michael Schenker wants to be remembered for?
Lights Out in London?
Nope.
I don't know.
The Zoo?
Lipstick Traces.
Oh, that was my third guess, and Hans guessed that first, I'm sure, because Hans loves
MSG. That's one of the first songs he did with UFO when he was just 18 years old.
Hans won't eat any food unless he's listening to the Michael Schenker Group.
Yeah.
He won't eat any food without MSG.
That's right.
Yeah. Gotta have that MSG.
This is Roach. That was a roach. We're smoking a roach in a pipe. Because believe it or not,
I'm walking on air.
Great American Hero. It's 420 every day here this week. So there's that. Smoke them if you got them. Jeez, you guys.
What about Joe Strummer?
Joe Strummer.
He's dead.
I'd have to say Rock the Casbah. No, maybe not.
Rock the Cat Box?
Maybe Combat Rock. Or
Kick the Cat Box. Kick the Cat Box. I used to sing that to my ex because her name was Shireen, and I'd say, Shireen, don't like it. Change the cat box. Clean the cat box. She didn't. She won me scoop poop. But I would say Train in Vain.
What?
You don't
for Joe Strummer.
Joe Strummer? No, it was a different song.
You already ain't going to tell us? What the fuck, motherfucker? Just because we don't guess it don't mean you don't have to tell us the answer.
Well, what is it?
Well, maybe
he's not telling us.
No, it was Music Could Talk from Sandinista.
Well, that's
Okay.
1988.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, right.
Have you heard that one?
Yeah, right.
I don't.
That's why I didn't say it.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
That's right.
You didn't know that I hadn't heard it. I already knew. I might be a huge fan of The Clash even after they won.
You got a large trivia knowledge of music, but I have a larger knowledge of what your knowledge of music is.
Okay. I don't know if that was supposed to be a compliment or...
No, that was supposed to be, it was just supposed to be funny. What about George Harrison?
George Harrison.
What would he want to be?
Why his remember? Guitar gently weeps, probably.
That would be the first thing that anyone would say.
That would be it.
Uh-huh.
He said when he first did it. No one was interested in that. Maybe not even Ringo, but maybe he was.
Well, man.
They didn't think
John and Paul weren't, and then he went home that night really disappointed, and he thought, well, this is really quite a good song. It's not as if it's shitty. The next day, he happened to drive back into London with Eric Clapton, and Clapton said, oh, I couldn't do that, the others wouldn't like it. And then finally, George said, well, sod them, it's my song, and I'd like you to come down to the studio. And so he showed up, and they got their behavior all straightened up when Eric came into the studio.
I bet they did.
Meow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of his favorite versions of was when Gary Moore played a show with him on the song
Dick Sucking Fool.
With what's his face? George Harrison.
Oh, man.
Gary Moore, George Harrison.
You forgot what you were talking
George
about.
George Gary
a
Harrison.
You forgot what you were
Gary
talking
George
about.
Gary George Harrison.
You forgot what
George
you were talking
Gary.
You forgot what you were talking about.
You know
about.
Anyone named George Gary?
You forgot what you were talking about for a second.
George Gary. What about Dave Mustaine? What does he want to be remembered for?
No, that's Mustaine. Dave Mustaine.
What
he wrote Motor Breath.
Nope. It's on Rust in Peace.
It's called...
It's Mechanics.
Five Magics.
It's called Mechanics now.
No.
He said it's on Rust in Peace.
Oh, Holy Wars, okay.
Because we will never cease trying to dominate one another.
Oh, yeah. meow, meow.
And it's not motor breath, it's called mechanics, it's four horsemen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Do you guys change Thank the channel you. When you hear Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I thought he said forks
no,
or
I
men.
I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You like the new Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Not the new, but more
well, that's
kind of
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about anything from the last 10 years, which sounds all the same. Like, don't
really?
Think when to push up, bro. Think
further.
Don't think of the moon at all. I'm singing words that don't make no sense. And I won't do for the sixpence.
Yeah.
I don't like those, dude.
Mm.
Do you?
True men don't get coyotes.
The latest,
they're catchy
like,
songwriters,
like,
but I don't think I don't choose to listen to it.
Californication.
No. But that song's probably over 10 years old.
Dream of Californication.
The song's over more than 10 years old.
Well, that's
now.
What I'm saying. Anything from there on up, I'm torture.
Yeah. What about Blood Sugar Magic?
Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Now, that stuff was good, and I liked Mother's Milk and those
Except
albums.
Except for. Under the bridge,
drummer
when
Chad
he, when
Smith.
When he said, sometimes yes. I feel like a flour tortilla.
Drummer Chad Smith's all
with some beans
off.
And some
Why?
Cheese.
Because the fucking Al Jazeera America recently confirmed that they use Red Hot Chili Peppers albums to torture people at the Guantanamo Bay.
Oh,
place.
And they don't get paid for the royalties for them to play
no,
it?
No, he's mad because we play positive music and it shouldn't be used to torture people. It's supposed to make people feel good and it's very upsetting to me. It's fucking bullshit.
Who said that? Anthony Keaton? Oh, Chad Smith.
Yeah. So the U.S. government used the mofo party funk band's songs to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome torture.
And he said... They've used other metal bands and stuff to do it, and that's understandable, but our music is feel-good music.
So is Twisted Sister as a part of positive music about standing up and not taking it and burning in hell.
Well, did they use those? Did they use that to torture the people at Guantanamo Bay?
Twisted Sister they used for that one guy, Fidel, didn't they, Castro? Or was it someone else that they blasted?
Fidel
Castro.
You know how
Oh,
it feels?
You know, coming up on Celebrity Wife Swap, you know who it is?
No.
Who has it, Flames?
Flavor Flav and...
No, that one already happened.
Oh.
No.
Flavor Flav. The last one was Daniel Baldwin and some other guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was Joan Rivers' dog.
Jermaine Jackson. That guy looks messed up, dude.
He is.
He's got painted on hair. And
dude, that guy is messed up.
He must be like 60.
His wife was like...
60.
Yeah.
Every
Probably
day.
70.
Okay.
If he could, he'd have me looking like I just came out of a magazine every minute.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course he would. Wouldn't want a fucking washed up old hag with a fucking dish sock of a towel like you.
Yeah.
dish sock of a towel for a pussy, I meant.
Nice.
I forgot what I was going to look up.
Me too. I just keep seeing this headline that says dog fingered as culprit after 6 months of tire slashings in England.
Yeah.
The dog biting people's tires off.
Sweet.
And they thought it, and then they fingered him.
Sweet.
That's gross, dude.
Fingered him.
You know who all? You know, Dee Snider was once on Celebrity Wives Swap.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, it was Flavor Flav, right?
Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
And, Coolio was on there with Mark McGrath.
Yeah, and then that one time it was Doug Llewellyn and Harvey Levine.
What?
That would be awesome, dude.
They were fucking pissed, and they took each other to court afterwards.
You know,
really?
You ever watch that new reality show, Alan Thicke's new reality show? He's got one.
I think I heard about
it, though. It's called, what was it called? Thicke.
The Thick of the Night?
Thick something.
No.
Thick Dicks.
Unusually Thick.
Unusually Thick.
What
yeah.
the fuck?
Unusually Thick.
It's a double entendre in a...
Yeah.
Putting sex in your in your window.
Robin Leach and Eric Roberts.
Robin Leach
well,
and Eric Roberts.
Well, let's reenact that from next week.
My 19-year-old girlfriend, she just loves.
I'm worth $15 million.
Isn't Eric Roberts related to Julia Roberts?
It's her brother.
They're married.
They're brother-sister.
And married.
No, well, Who? Eric Roberts and Julia Roberts.
Hey.
You didn't know that? They were on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
I didn't know that.
Very good.
That's idea.
Larry fucking know nothing. You bet you never heard fucking Robin Leach cussing like this because he's always got to be on fucking TV.
No, he's always on Celebrity Wife Swap.
Yeah, well, you should hear behind the scenes. I'm fucking pissed off at Eric Roberts. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He tried fucking my wife in the asshole.
Really?
I did.
I did. All righty.
I'm fucking pissed, in case you can't tell. I've lost my accent that comes back, and then I turn out like I'm from Boston.
The Boston.
Am I from Boston or am I from fucking England? Or am I from fucking New Zealand?
I just thought it was Baston.
It's Baston. I can't talk like shit. I'm a Bostonian from fucking England who grew up in Australia but moved to New Zealand when I was 13.
Nice.
Try to figure that one out.
All right. You guys want to play a game?
I like to play games.
What kind of game is it?
All right, this is a game. You guys will go back and forth.
Can the listeners play along? Can listeners
Naming a movie that this star has been in.
Alrighty then.
Okay, can the listeners play along?
Sure.
Okay, listeners, you can play along too.
All right.
Hans, get your pen.
All right. You guys go back and forth. Hans. You guys want to play rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first?
Hans, get your pen.
No, Terry can go first.
Get your pen out of your butt, Hans.
maybe he wants to go second.
You want to go second or
I
first?
Go first because okay. He wants.
All right, Adam Sandler, name a movie he's been in.
51st Stupid Dates.
That is correct. No, wasn't it 51st Dates?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Oh, okay.
51st fucking dates. Sarcastically.
I thought you said 51st dates.
Acalize tendons.
It is 51st dates.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant the 51st date.
So what's the game? You just name a person and we name...
First one not to get one.
Oh.
And not repeat it is out.
So they got to go harder and harder. Okay, harder, harder.
All right, name a movie Adam Sandler is in, Flames.
I'm going to have to say Happy Madison.
That's not a movie.
Oh, it's not a movie. Madison, the one where he's...
Happy Gilmore?
See, now...
Happy Gilmore.
If Happy Madison
that's
is
his... company.
Billy Madison.
If you were Pat
the movie. Billy Madison is the one.
If you were Pat Sajak right now, Gatch, you would have totally said, I'm sorry, you lose.
That's not true.
No, because Achilles, remember?
Yeah, all right.
Achilles?
Yeah, Achilles? Did you see that this week?
But they gave it to him, didn't they?
No,
they didn't give it to him.
Okay, next actor.
No, that was... No, you still got to go with more Adam Sandler.
What? Yeah. Oh, we're just going to do one dude?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh. Duh. Fucking Happy Gilmore.
All right.
Oh.
Flames?
Oh. Click.
All right.
What, did you hang up on him? He hung up on you, dude. What the fucking click? Punch Drunk Love.
All right. I'll accept that.
I got to save a good one.
I'm going to have to say, since I didn't say it before, Happy Gilmore on this one.
I said that one already.
Yeah, I already said it right after that.
Oh, okay.
That was my strategy, because I knew you were going to go to that.
That one.
You stole it from me.
Oh, okay. The one that's...
you know that one.
Oh, geez. I can't think of the name of it.
You have to.
I got
to
think of another one now.
It's the one where he
six.
He gets the kid.
Five.
Four.
Stepdad. Or stepdaddy.
Three.
He did it. That's one.
Stepdaddy.
Stepdaddy.
No.
Yeah, or
big.
Oh, big daddy.
Do I get to help him? He was close.
Let's all right. Help him. I didn't know big which daddy. One he was referring to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with grown-ups.
Yep. All right.
Dang it. That's good.
That's good.
Now
I got one reserve. There's probably more, though. Oh, I just thought of another one. Oh, I got three now.
Jeez, I can't think of one.
All right.
I'll have to succeed. I can't really think of one.
I was going to say The Wedding Singer, Shakes the Clown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And I couldn't
remember.
Grown Ups 2. Grown
Ups 2. Jack and Jill.
Oh,
Jack and Jill.
Zookeeper.
Eight Crazy Zookeeper. Nights.
Funny People.
Huh.
Bedtime Stories.
Huh.
All right.
You don't mess with Zohan.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with us, Zohan.
I now pronounce Chuck and Larry.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Bench Warmers, Grandma's Boy, Deuce Bigelow, The Longest Yard, Spanglish, Pauly Shore's Dead, Diggy Roberts, for Anger Management,
Water Boy,
The Hot Chick, A Day with the Renee Grazing.
Okay, stop. Masters, yeah, stop him, please.
I forgot Water Boy.
Dirty Work, Bulletproof, Billy Madison, Mixed Nuts, Airheads, Goonheads, Jigs, Clan, Gina.
Stop.
Meow.
Next person.
God.
Wow.
Who can it be?
Someone knocking at the door?
Who can it be knocking at my door? Go away.
Let's go with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, God. You always pick someone with like 900 movies. Okay, won, so I'll let Flames go first. So stop. All right,
Jack Nicholson, Flames.
Terms of Endearment.
Whoa. Oh, I will accept that.
The Witches of Eastwick.
I will accept that.
Shining.
I will accept that.
A Few Good Men.
I will accept that.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the Adam Sandler movie that...
you should know the name of that because you fucking should know the name of that.
Yeah. Anger Management.
Well,
yeah.
No, I will accept that.
Five Easy Pizzas.
I will accept that.
Pizzas?
How many easy pizzas do you like?
Easy Rider.
Ooh, I'll accept that one.
Stealing mine. Okay, One Flew Over His Cockhead Nest.
I will accept that.
You sure did.
Jack Nicholson.
Uh-oh. I know. I can't. I'm at a blank already.
Uh-oh.
See, I don't watch many movies, so it's kind of...
No, these are full-length movies.
Yeah. I don't watch...
You said many movies.
I don't watch movies much.
Oh, movies much. Okay, are you succeeding already?
No. Yeah. No, I know I can get a Jack Nicholson movie here shortly.
Shortly.
Yeah.
He played that one guy.
I know.
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that one, dude? Uh-huh.
That one guy in that movie.
And there was two of them?
And there was two of them?
Yeah.
That one about he did that one thing.
Right.
That one.
All the President's Men?
No.
I give up.
I was trying Batman.
He was a Joker. He was also in like Border Patrol. And he was also
Carnal Knowledge. You ever watch that?
Yeah.
The Raven.
The Two Jakes.
The Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Crybaby Killer.
Yeah.
The Terror, Inside Pulver, Riding the Whirlwind, The Shooting, The St. Valentine's Day Massacre, Hell's Angels on
Wolf,
Wheels.
The Wolf.
Gone a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, The Rebel Rousers, Carnal Knowledge.
See, this is the only part of this game that I don't like.
Yeah, there's like 150 million different names. I would have never guessed them all.
All right. You know someone else now?
Okay, we'll do one more.
All right.
Just so I can win 3-0.
Okay. This one is going to be a big one. Michael Keaton.
Ooh.
Batman.
All right, Batman.
Pacific Heights.
Oh, damn it.
I will accept that.
Mr. Mom.
I will accept that.
Jackie Brown.
I will accept that if it's true.
It is true. Just mark my words.
Marky Post.
Oh, Johnny Dangerously.
Hey, I will accept that.
Night Shift.
I will accept that.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh. 1982.
Yeah.
That won the Kansas City Film Critics Circle Award for Best Supporting Actor. Is Bill...
Brasky.
Blazik Jowski.
That Bill Brasky and that was a son of a bitch.
That had Henry Winkler in that, too.
Yeah.
Yep, all right. Kevin Keaton movies.
Now it's your turn and you're going to lose.
Kevin Keaton movies.
I'm going to lose. I don't know the...
Come on, dude.
Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton, dude. He was in Johnny Dangerously, Mr. Mom, Night Shift.
He's still trying.
I know. Those are movies you guys named
already. Okay, good.
I got the winner if he ain't got it.
That was a heavy sigh, dude. That's a long...
He was in
Didn't
Batman.
He play in the Snowman or something like that? Or Frosty?
Oh! Jack Frost!
Jack Frost.
That was close. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, I'll give it to you.
Beetlejuice.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. For hey, I'm the ghost for the most, baby. Yeah. Shit.
What was that movie about cars he was in?
Cars.
That's it.
That's here's my final answer to put him in the grave, Gung-Ho.
Oh, nice. No. I remember that one. That's what they call Omega.
Yep.
You have made $2,000 cars.
He was also in Clean and Sober, and they the Dream all good. Team, One Good Cop, Batman Returns, Much Ado About Nothing, The Paper, Speechless, Multiplicity, Inventing the Abbots, Desperate Measures, Out of Sight, Jack Frost, A Shot of Glory, Quicksand, White Noise, Herbie Fully Loaded. Toy Story 3, The Other Guys, Penthouse North, RoboCop, Need for Speed, and Birdman.
And poop.
Yeah, that's the only thing about that game. Is that you have to
he was
out.
Also on King of the Hill as Trip Larson.
Trip Larson.
And as Jerry Andrews.
You gotta be kidding me.
Are you fucking kidding me? He was also on Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
And that's all. All right. Yeah. Well, I won that game.
Obviously. Yes, yeah.
Is that how you talk?
Yes, yeah.
All right. Well, what else? We've got a couple more things to
Did
talk about.
Did you haunt it up already?
No, I'm working on it. My fucking thing froze up.
I got some new bits in cell phone news. Have you heard the new news in cell phone news in the news?
No. Nope. In
Dude,
stereo,
they're
going to
start
no.
putting stuff on the back of your phone now.
Like what?
Like a screen.
Oh.
Maybe something to measure your heart rate while it's sitting in your pocket.
A two-screener, huh?
Or maybe
a hole in it so you can put your dick in it.
Hey, there you go. And it vibrates.
You can put your dick in it.
And maybe some other applications. But they also have this new glass. It's called...
A Google Glass.
Nope, it's called... Graphene. It's made of carbon. It's 200 times stronger than steel.
Holy cock liquor.
200 times stronger than steel. Carbon fiber. And it's also 200 times stronger than steel.
They tried to get me to make my leg out of carbon fiber, but it was way too more expensive.
It can stretch 20% and is waterproof and can keep a charge for 2 weeks after a 15-minute full charge.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, see.
What do you think it is? You'll never guess. This is one I even looked it up so I could have some information about this artist, and I can't even find anything on Google on the internet about this artist.
All right.
Who the fuck could that be?
Oh, now you challenged me.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing on Google even for this artist? Angstridden.
Nope. I believe it would be pronounced Lee, L-I. The best of... Lee. L-I.
No, I'm going. Lee Band. Long Island Band Girls Travel Softball.
That's what I found. And Long Island Musicians Craigslist type deal. Long Island this, all Long right. Island that. I think is a Jet Li. Solo album by Jet Li. Whatever it is, it's the best of Jet. No, the best of Lee, excuse me. And my computer is completely...
Is it Mystic Lee?
It's just Lee, dude. It's just the best of Lee.
Why are you getting crazy on us? Wait a minute, Lee the Band, Lost Individuals.
Well, they have to have enough to where you can have a best of, because it says the best of Lee. Your love of Lee has just got to be real.
Maybe it is. I don't think so,
though. Hans, give it up, dude. Tell us what you're talking about.
I'm going to pray.
We already decided that Ozzy wrote this after an extended stay in the sun. He got burned severely, and he's like, I'm going to peel. Because bad sunburns peel. I'm beep, beep. Going to peel.
Beep, beep.
I was listening to Macabre's Murder Metal because I turned people onto that haven't heard it. And it's the only Macabre album I have on vinyl. It's a great album. I was playing it for Farmer Tape Nose just the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer Dave knows. How's he doing?
He's doing good. Doing all right. Hanging out. Hanging out and being cool.
Meow.
You gotta be fucking kidding me here. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Dude, I didn't start that. Okay.
I have something I want
to
play.
Good, because that wasn't supposed to start, and my computer is fucking freaking out, dude.
Why's it got a freak?
Because it's...
Is it on a freak out?
Because it's like 8 years old, and in computer years, that's like 190.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so...
It's a rhinoceros.
Okay, you got something you want to play? Sure. Did you answer before I finished the question?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Oh, that's not it.
No.
You're making a funny noise. Oh, that's a Zune.
Hey, hello, this is Tay, and you're listening to Dudes Chilling Radio.
Are you?
Hi, this is Forrest Gump, and you're listening to Sick Daddy Radio.
This is Jeff Hanneman from Slayer listening to fucking Sick Daddy.
That was before he died.
Guy, you listen to Sick Daddy Radio on the internet. Hey, thanks for listening. This is Terry Guile. You're listening to Dudes Chilling. Hey, this is Terry Guile, and you're listening to Dudes Chilling Network.
What the fuck?
All comedy, all the fucking time.
This is Vladimir from Russia. You're listening to TagCastPodcast.com.
Podcast?
This is Paul McCartney.
Yeah, there it is.
You're listening to Dudes Chilling.
You don't got a good all signal comedy, all the or time. Something. It's like buzzy.
This is John Lennon. You're listening to Dudes Chillin'.
Oh, there you go.
This is Ringo Starr, and you're listening to DudesChillin.com.
This is George Harrison, you're listening to Dudes Chillin'.
This is the Beatles, you're listening to DudesChillin.com.
Hey, this is Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. You're listening to Dudes Chillin'.
Woohoo!
This is Diana Ross, and you're listening to the Dudes Chillin' Radio.
You need to work on your impersonation. This is
Elvis Presley, if you're listening to Dudes Chillin'.
This is Christopher Walken. The way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright. We had a radio show, the Dudes Chillin' Network. Put their greasy yellow hands on a boy's birthright. 5 long years I've listened to this podcast. Up my ass. I died of dysentery.
That's a good one. For 5 years I've listened to this podcast up my ass.
Work.
For five long years I've listened to this podcast.
Dysentery. He's a dude chilling. This
don't
is Terry Guy, a list of dudes chilling.
Network.
This is Django, and you're listening to Sick Daddy Radio.
Your voice sounds
the same. Sean Revere. You're listening to my favorite podcast in Boston. It's a podcast. Fast forward 9 years later, I'm on the frickin' library in the internets listening to Tagcast Podcast. Who do I hear? Fucking Barry O'Toole.
Barry O'Toole.
Fucking correspondent of some garbage. Garbage. Hey, light dawns over Marblehead. You're listening to Dudes Chillin'.
This is Alex Trebek, and you're listening to DudesChillin.com.
This is Sean Revere. You're listening to Sick Daddy Radio.
What's the fight?
Network.
Is that me?
This is Fred Gwynn.
That means when
you're listening to Sick Daddy Radio Network. This is Siri, and you're listening to Dudes Chillin' Network.
This is George Washington, and you're listening to the podcast cast on Dudes Chillin' Radio.
Light dawns over Marblehead.
10 years ago, this is John Kennedy. You're listening to Sick Daddy Radio.
Yeah, this is Drunk Wade. You're listening to Sick Daddy Radio. Yeah. Play some Grief Hammer, goddammit.
Hello, this is the Burning Bush, and you're listening to Sick Daddy Radio.
Hi, this is Jesus Christ, and you're listening to the Sick Daddy Radio podcast. Hi, I'm Jesus. I'm God's son, and I'm listening to Dudes Chillin'.
I'm God's
son. This is Marlon Brando.
Oh,
I'm listening to the Tagcast podcast for the family.
Hi, this is Don Frost. You're listening to Dudes Chillin'. Bah!
What's going on, y'all? It's Big Jim Willig. Listening to Dudes Chillin'. Willick?
Holy shit.
This is Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're listening to SickDaddyRadio.com.
This is James Hetfield, yeah. You're listening to Sick Daddy, yeah. That was terrible.
This is Bill Cosby, and you're listening to Camille on the Sick Daddy Radio program. Yellow Pudding.
Yellow Pudding.
This is Sarah Palin, and you're listening to the fucking Dudes Chillin' Network.
This is Terry Hulk Hogan, brother, and you're listening to the Dudes Chillin' Network.
brother. Rowdy Roddy Piper here. You're listening to Dude's Chillin' Network.
How did you get all these people to do
this? This is Fabulous Moolah, and you are listening to Dude's Chillin' Radio.
Meow. Fabulous Thunderbirds, you're listening to Dude's Chillin'.
Why did the Fabulous Thunderbirds come on there?
Now
hey, man, you're listening to Tagcast Podcast. Hey, man.
Hey, this is Cheech Marin. You're listening to Tagcast Podcast. Man. Hey, this is Nash Bridges star Richard Marin. Don Johnson and Dude's Chillin'.
I love Don Johnson.
Dude. This is Uberstan from Germany. You're listening to Dude's Chillin' Network.
Who the fuck's Uberstan?
This is John Wayne, Pilgrim. And you're listening to the Dude's Chillin' Network.
Dude's Chillin' Network. What's funny about it? Am I a fucking clown to you? What's funny? Yeah. Why do I make you laugh? Dude's Chillin' Network. This is Joe Pesci. Fuck off.
And now.
That was a nice blast from the past. It made me fucking cry out my ass.
It was.
I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah. Chillin'.
This is Alex Trebek, and you're listening to...
It's a fucking correspondent of some garbage. Garbage.
Garbage.
Hey. Light dawns over Marblehead. You're listening to Dudes Chillin'.
What'd you say there? Light down on Marblehead.
Let me give you a Oregonian translation. He said, light dawns over Marblehead. That means when you're an idiot and you get a bright idea. Light dawns over Marblehead. I'm listening to the Tagcast Podcast.
Garbage.
Light.
Hey. Light dawns over Marblehead. You're listening to Dudes Chillin'.
This is Alex Trebek, and you're listening to DudesChillin.com.
You're listening to Dudes Chillin'. See, I just need to listen to myself do Boston accent more often, and then I'll be more comfortable with doing it. Because I tried last night for hours, and it just turned into Australian. Or maybe New Zealand. There's New Zealand people fucking...
I'm cooking at the cluck of chicken. Bark, bark, bark,
bark, bark. All right. There's always someone cooking at the
chicken. Oh.
Sullen! Oh, sorry. I get a little excited. Man, this is the first week in a while, and I've brought to tears on two episodes.
That was funny.
Driven to tears. Hi, this is Sting, and you're listening to the Tagcast Podcast.
Stink. That's what they used to call me, Stink, because I smelled bad.
Uh-huh.
Once we got signed, I just said, could you just call me Sting?
Sting!
I'll start wearing one of those black and yellow striped shirts, and we can just act like it was a thing.
He did. I wonder if Striper ever opened up for Sting.
Dude, that'd be confusing. Confucius say, Sting opened for Striper, not other way around. Because Jesus is more important than the police.
Meow.
Okay, well, shit, we've been going for a while here. We better get off of this airwave. I'm starting to blow coke up my ass. Have you ever had coke blown up your ass?
No.
You ever had smoke blown up your ass?
No.
Not literally.
No.
Like you ever said, oh, yeah, you're awesome, when you know you're not? You know, quit blowing smoke up my ass. I know you're just trying to get something from me.
Right.
I blow coke up people's ass when I want something.
Nice.
Because then their ass gets numb.
Yeah, stick it to him.
That's right. That's why Stevie Nicks likes anal sex.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
It's just like the one I dung home.
You remember that song by Rush Flames? Like, remember that song, We Are the Freaks, that come to fix your sinks?
We are the freaks that come to fix your sinks.
You remember that song?
Yeah.
You remember that song? You know that song, Bastille Day?
Bastille Day.
Bastille Day?
By Rush.
Yeah.
Huh.
When he says, you don't know that song?
No, not really.
Pick one that he knows. Working Man, he knows that. I get up 7 a.m.
Get to work on time. Or get to work at 9.
He can't find the one. He's now he's the U2.
Because I still haven't found all those fucking whores.
Yeah, do you know that song where they live in the fish islands?
The fish islands.
Living in a fish island.
Got in the limelight.
Yeah, is it a fish island or is it a fish eye lens?
It's a fish caught in a fish eye lens.
No, it's the fish islands.
No.
It's right
by
the Virgin.
With some fishing tank.
No.
What about Red Barchetta?
Red Barchetta is a Ferrari.
I know, but you should hear what the really lyrics really say.
What'd you?
They say that your mic's shorted out.
You said... He said he's a radio receiver. He's a factory tampon.
He's a radio receiver. That's in the New World Man.
Yeah.
He's a factory tampon. Shoving himself up vaginas everywhere he goes. He's a new way. Yeah.
He's a rider and a ranger and a young boy.
Very queer.
He's cleaning up his sister.
He's cleaning up his sister. For a factory tampon. Gotta clean that blood out of there, blood. The blup.
You know, in Red Barchetta, though, he says it. He says it used to be a farm before he mowed the lawn.
My uncle used to own a farm before he mowed the lawn. That was the motor law, dude. Come on.
Race back to the farm to drink with my uncle at the fireside.
With my white-haired uncle lifting weights.
No, with his wine head.
With my wine head uncle lifting weights. Meow. All right. Thanks for being here for half the show, Flames.
Yeah, not a problem.
And thanks for listening, you guys.
Your heart be the anger and the pussy your sword, he said on Something for Nothing. You know that song?
Because the shit bits are coming and I just...
The shit bits are coming! Bright Nintendo bristled with energy.
So, yeah, you might get some bonuses here coming up with some Rushyoki.
Gnocchi-yoki.
If you're listening on a Friday afternoon and it's not nighttime yet, come down to Denny's tonight. We'll be down there telling jokes.
Yeah.
If not, stay home and listen to Rush and make up your own lyrics. It's fun.
Karaoke Ono.
Yeah.
Because the oak tree shit their pants. You ever seen an oak tree shit his pants?
Yeah, that's what they sang in that song, The Trees. You know that song, Flames?
Yeah.
Where they say that the oaks just shit their pants.
No.
Isn't that what they say? How's it go?
It goes just like that.
Yeah.
No.
The line before that about the maples are of oppression and the oaks just shit their pants.
Yeah. No, and the oaks just shake their heads.
No, the oaks just shit their pants.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, where have you been?
In the limelight.
Ah.
Oh.
You've been trapped on a fish island.
Oh, no, get some fish over there.
And I hate fish.
You do.
Me too. They're the worst band ever. All right, you guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
Rock on!
And don't forget to put metal up your ass.
Yeah.
In your butt.
Just not one of those knife sharpeners that comes with the knife sets, because those are too long.
Stick it in your fish islands.
You like chapstick? You like chapstick on your lips?
You like it on your lens? Wow. You like it on your fish eyes?
How would you like this chapstick on your lips?
Caught in the camera eye.
All right, are you ready for plugs? This is going to be a 2-week plug. So if there's shows next week that already happened, just pretend like you didn't hear it. That's the way it rolls around here. We're going to give you some open mics to go tell jokes at every other Monday at Taylor's, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene, right on campus there. It's the Donk Gong Comedy Show. You tell jokes, and they might gong you. It's fun. It's good for your character. It starts at 9 o'clock. The sign-ups are 9. The show starts shortly after that. Every Tuesday in Salem at the Capital City Theater, Jared Richard hosts their open mic there. It's a great room. There's usually a good turnout, and people are there to laugh, so it's fun. Tiny Tavern open mic every Wednesday, which I hit up last week, and that was a good time. That's at 4th and Blair, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. Sign-ups at 9:30. The Green Room every Thursday, 710 Willamette in Eugene, 8 p.m. sign-up time. It usually starts before 9, depending on what's going on down there afterwards. That's right inside Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. And every Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard, Mac Chase hosts an open mic there. 9:30 signups, and I heard you can smoke weed in there, so that's awesome. Should go do that. Let's see. April 21st, Doug Benson's coming to the Wow Hall for the 4th annual 420 show, but it's a day late because
He's always really stoned, I guess. I don't know. He'll be in Portland on the 20th at Helium. I guess that's the deal. But yeah, go see Doug Benson. And then on the 25th of April, it's the Grand Slam Violin Festival. You know what that is? Let me translate that for you. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 6 with Alex Elkin. That's Eugene's best comedian of 2013, crowned by the Eugene Weekly. And he also is the host of the Brickwall Comedy Show on 1450 All Comedy AM. He'll be headlining that show down there at Denny's, right off the freeway there. 233 is the exit. And I'll be doing a set. Jason Eifler will be doing a set as well. We got some music shows coming to the area, as always. 420, it's Dillinger Escape Plan at the Hawthorne Theater. They've kind of went a direction that I don't care for, but you might like them. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Nether Regions, our friend Joseph Wickstrom will be playing with his band Nether Regions at the Tonic Lounge on April 22nd with Taurus. I wonder if that's Billy Sheehan's band. April 24th, Anvil is coming to Portland with Cemetery Lust and Spellcaster at the Hawthorne Theater, $13 and $15. And here's my favorite show of the upcoming shows, Stumpfest, April 24th through 26th at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Thursday has Trans Am and Federation X and Life Coach. Friday night's a great night with Red Fang, Lord Dying, Norska, and Black Pussy. And then Saturday, the crowning jewel of the evenings with Yob, Black Cobra, Diesto, and Drunk Dad. $15 a night for advanced tickets or $17 at the door. You can get a 3-day pass for $35, but those are going quickly, so pick them up while you can. Mastodon and Gajira at the Roseland, April 29th. Tickets are $25 in advance, $40 at the door, so save $15 by buying your tickets early. Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge, May 2nd. Fu Manchu at Dante's on the 3rd. $15 for that. And also Nile will be playing May 3rd. If you're not into stoner rock, go to the death metal show at the Hawthorne Theater, playing with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. Kevin Seconds, formerly of the punk band 7 Seconds, is doing a solo tour. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on May 22nd with Steve Nobles and Matt Danger. $10 in advance and at the door. That's the way it should be. Same price both times. I hate that fucking advance bullshit. Don't get me started. May 24th, the Victims of Internal Decay returns to Portland after 18 years with World of Lies, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 in advance, $7 at the door. I hate that shit. I didn't make that up. May 28th, Black Flag is coming to the Hawthorne Theater. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. June 6th, it's Alvin Palooza number 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Victims of Internal Decay, Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and about 4 or 5 other bands, I think. I'm not sure. Still putting together the lineup on that one. And June 18th, it's King Buzzo of the Melvins doing his solo thing at the Hawthorne Theater. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. There's more shows. I'm forgetting about some, but I don't care. And you guys got to listen to these same ones for 2 weeks, so whatever. Just think how many new shows there will be, though, when I come back to do plugs in 2 weeks. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on that donate icon. Give us some money. We need it. God knows it. And also, maybe do some shopping. Just click on the Amazon button there on the left and it takes you to Amazon.com. You can do some shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we get a little bit of money. So thank you guys for your support, and we'll see you around the bend.